The three-year-olds at Kids of Excellence Child Care Center learn largely through play.
They're about to go outside to play. They're just transitioning from circle time, and now they're about to go to centers, and the kids have the charts to choose whatever centers that they want to go at.
Some of the children started attending Kids of Excellence, located in the 9th Ward, when they were infants. Christy Givens is the center's director. She tries to make sure they are ready for big school by the time they leave.
Everything that we do is very much aligned into the skills that we have to teach kids to get ready for school. So it's not like we're sitting the kids down in the classroom saying A, B, C. It's not like that. They're learning through play. They're learning their numbers. They're learning their colors. They're learning all the things they have to learn, but they're learning through play.
Louisiana officials are paying more attention these days to what even the youngest children are learning, or not learning, as the case might be. Starting next year, all publicly funded child care, Head Start, and pre-K programs will have to test their kids, even the infants. Most New Orleans programs are already piloting the new tests. Now, that doesn't mean one-year-olds will be sitting down at a desk with bubble sheets and number two pencils, at least not yet.
It absolutely is not testing the way we think of in what we would call big kid school, right? Where you sit down and you take a math test. It's not like that at all.
That's Carrie Kearns at Agenda for Children, which is helping a group of New Orleans centers adapt to the new accountability. For the littlest learners, she says, testing really means careful observation to make sure they're reaching developmental milestones, like being able to hold a crayon, retell a story, or respond to emotional cues. State officials are still hashing out the details of who will do the testing and how the results will be used, but they know those results will come with consequences. Any program that serves children under the age of 5 and receives public funding will get a letter grade. Programs that get bad grades for too long will lose their funding.
The state's been really clear that they do not want to be funding low-quality programs.
Most states are starting to rate the quality of early childhood programs. They have a few different goals. One is to make sure as many students as possible are ready for kindergarten. Another is to force the weakest operators out of business. Louisiana is unusual, though, in requiring publicly funded programs to participate. It's also unusual to base a center's letter grade at least partly on student outcomes. The state faces some big challenges in creating an accountability program. The first is figuring out exactly how this quote-unquote testing is going to work.
You cannot go into, as an outsider, into a classroom, pull a three-year-old out of that classroom as a stranger to that child, and think that you're going to be able to sit the child down and test, if you will, the child. That's really just totally unfair to a child.
That's why most experts agree that teachers are the ones who should be assessing the youngsters, regularly documenting their progress through notes and photographs. The tool the state has selected, known as teaching strategies, calls for ongoing observation in key areas, including literacy, math, and physical skills. Experienced educators like Givens use every conversation to determine what children know and where they need help. Sometimes that takes a lot of patience. Consider this exchange Givens had with a three-year-old named Emery.
Where are you going to get a refrigerator from?
For the Mardi Gras.
From who?
For the Mardi Gras.
Oh, for Mardi Gras?
Uh-huh.
And where are you going to put that refrigerator?
The sky.
Oh, you're gonna put it on top of the sky, and what is gonna have inside the refrigerator?
Some stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Some cars.
Some cars. I know cars is one of your favorite things.
In early childhood classrooms, testing often means following a child's lead.
What's your favorite car?
Yellow.
Yellow is the favorite color of the car?
I have blue, green, and gray.
Very good. I see that. You have a blue one, a green one, and a brown one. Great job.
Givens learned that Emery knew the colors blue and green, but not brown, which he mistook for gray.
So this is how we assess kids. Having that conversation, talking to them, asking them questions, not sitting down. Tell me what color this is telling me, but that back and forth conversation.
There's another wrinkle that adds to the complexity of this whole endeavor. If teachers do the observational testing, which makes the most sense, there's a conflict of interest. They will have an incentive to show their kids are making progress, since their jobs might depend on it. So part of a program's letter grade might be based on independent monitoring of whether teachers are doing the evaluations right. Sort of like testing the testers.
What I would hope is that it's not so much about where the child is at. My hope would be that what we'd be looking at is the teacher using the tool and using it with reliability?
In some cases, that will mean asking teachers who are already underpaid and undertrained to do even more. At many of the city's independent child care centers, teachers earn between $10 and $13 an hour, if that, and benefits are rare. Despite all these challenges, Kearns and others say they are happy the state is focusing more on the early years. And center leaders say they hope it will lead to increased professionalism, not to mention better pay, throughout the industry.
People are beginning to understand what you've kind of known for a long time, right? That, oh my goodness, these early years are the most important years.
What pre-K testing means for the children themselves remains to be seen. Looked at one way, kids are becoming data points almost from birth, subjected to an endless battery of tests through high school graduation. But data can also be a valuable tool. When a child starts at big school, imagine if the kindergarten teacher already has a file on the student's learning patterns and progress and better knows what they need. As testing continues to expand, it's keeping an eye on the child behind the data that will make the difference. For WWNO and the Hechinger Report, I'm Sarah Carr.